A novel approach for vaccinating sows and gilts offers a new, potentially safe, effective method for protecting both the mother pig and her piglets from disease. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Researchers with Fido Intervac are examining a new method of vaccination, which involves administering vaccine directly into the uterus of the pig during artificial insemination. Dr. Heather Wilson, a research scientist with Fido Intervac, the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization at the University of Saskatchewan, says the concept was developed to fill a specific need.
Most of the diseases that are important for the pig industry actually impact reproduction, or they impact the newborn piglets. So our thought was, why not try to develop a vaccine that targets the uterus, so the site for reproduction, and if we immunize the mums, then she can deliver passive immunity to the babies once they're born through her colostrum. And another very important point is that we wanted to work within the current husbandry practices. The last thing we wanted to do is to ask producers to round up their animals, change their work day to accommodate a new vaccination schedule. So we realized that 90% of our gilts and our sows are inseminated artificially, so using AI. And during this time period, they undergo what's called a lordosis response, which means that the sows will freeze up for about 10 minutes. So it means they're a very, very safe time to immunize them. And it's the time period that is happening anyway, so you're inseminating. Why not administer the vaccine directly to the uterus along with the semen and go from there?
Dr. Wilson says initial results suggest vaccine administered to the uterus provide a strong antibody response, and there appear to be no negative effects on the semen or on the piglets or their mothers. She says more trials will be needed, but so far it seems to be very promising. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.